This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
When the sun gives way to April shower, here's the point you should never miss. Though April shower may come your way, so it's raining,
have no regrets.
Because it is rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you seek love,
the moldy old leaf. Get into the next hour of the Good Day program. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, thinking out loud how wonderful it is to be able to just kind of pause for a second. Maybe at the beginning of the day you get started and you're late and you run around, take a shower, and you're out the door and you haven't paused for a moment just to think about what you're pursuing today. What will you pursue? Will you pursue your job and that's it? Whether it makes you happy or not, pursue family relationships and do a good job of presenting yourself to your children in the best light possible. What are you doing today to make you happy? And what will that do for others around you? It's amazing. If you're happy, how it sort of just, it's gonna be like an infection, right? Pretty good one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or like laughing. Have you ever, you have no idea what's going on, but somebody's laugh is so infectious you can't help but laugh along too. And then you're like, I don't even know why we're laughing, but I can't help but laugh.
Yeah, right. It's very cool. There is a survey or a study out today about what's happened since the pandemic to marriages, to people who have been together. During COVID, there were a lot of divorces because people realized that they lived with somebody and they were living. You have a choice, you have a chance to get away from that person that you're with. So the divorces were like bananas.
Yeah.
Keep people getting, they just had enough. As a matter of fact, if you go back to 2021 and 2022, the increase in the number of marriage endings, so we call that a divorce. I was trying to be woke, right? Did you like that? Instead of divorce,
wait, what did Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin do? Conscious uncoupling.
Yeah,
that's I liked it. That one. Conscious. That's a great
good.
One.
There you go. That's it. So there were 6.2 per capita people got divorced. That's 2 million people got divorced. And then you look at the marriage statistics, and the marriage statistics, they were like, nobody was getting married during COVID. So the number of people that are married in America, or at least were, went down dramatically. But now apparently it's showing signs of changing. But there are a lot of people who just don't want to be married. They want to live together. I think that's not a great idea. And for whatever, maybe it's a traditional sort of a thing with me. I think that if you're going to have children, you should be married and they have a name that they can hold on to. Because, and you know, some of it's been, you know, the gay couples that have children now. I don't even know when you get married, is there a name that changes? I should ask my friends who are gay, but I've never really thought about it until now. What happens?
Well, it goes with any, and really any couple, regardless of sexuality. some will take one person's name, some will change to both the hyphenate. Like, I have straight friends who, when they got married, they took on hyphenates, but so did their husbands. They both take on the hyphenate, so they both have the same last name, but it includes both of their last names. I have a couple of friends who have created new last names based on combining portions of both of their own last names. And then I know some people who just, they each kept their own last name.
One of the other effects of the lockdown were the number of people who, in families, moved back in together. And I was thinking about you when I saw this, the perception that the people who live with their parents, who are in their 30s, let's say 40s, are not hard workers.
Millennials.
You know, there's a whole... But that's not true with you and your husband. It just works. And it, for those who are judgmental, they have short memories, or they don't know the history, probably, of their own family, because for generations, my generation kind of has lived, I'm here, my children are there. But the previous generation, my father lived with, well, he was an orphan, but he lived with, part of the time when he wasn't on the street, he lived with his aunts and his grandmother in a tenement building in South Boston. And they, you know, it was at the time, that was the way you lived. There's three-story houses, and the grandmother lived on the top floor, grandparents on the top floor, parents on the middle floor, and the kids on the bottom floor. And so now we're in this development that I'm working on, or working towards some different ways of living. There is a we have a new sort of bylaw that's been passed here that allows you to build a up to 900 square foot sort of bungalow with every new house, depending on the part of town that you live in. If there's enough land there, then you build a house. Let's say it's 3,500 square feet. And then you add, and I was thinking of yurts. You know what a yurt is?
I do, because you taught me that like 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the yurts there, thinking about putting those, but I think those are not, that's not the right thing. You got to build something that looks like the house. But anyway, I thought it was pretty interesting. A quarter of all adults between the ages of 25 and 35 live in what's described as a multi-generational living situation. I always love the politically. They live at home. That's what they live at home with their parents, in their parents'
home. But some their parents live with them.
It is more common that the
adult children live with the parents, but there are a lot of instances where it's the adult parents that live with their adult children. I have a friend who his wife lived with her mom until they got married, and then once they got married and moved into a home of their own, her mom came too. So it kind of like switched, it flip-flopped, and that does happen a lot too. And sometimes it's because instead of sending an elder parent into a nursing home, other times it's just the family dynamic. I mean, my husband and I are all, like maybe 95% of our belongings are still in storage in Tennessee, where the place we were supposed to be moving to, because we weren't supposed to be here. But we came for the summer and decided, you know what, we really missed
it. We like it here.
We had a baby during the thick of the pandemic. Nobody was even able to come meet him for like the first 2 months. It was real, and then realizing just like how great it is to truly have your village around you.
We have to figure out how to make this work.
We're staying.
They love having you there. I know that.
We're great roommates.
They love
it. We help cook. We help clean.
Yeah. Hey, listen, nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of room in the house, so it's not like you're falling all over each other. I think that's one of the important things. You've got to have enough room, for sure. But then you think about what it is. You know, a lot of people your age still have a lot of student loan debt, and they can't afford. The children have just paid off there after all this. My son didn't have the debt because he didn't have as much educational experience, shall we say, as my daughter. But it's taken them until now to pay off that debt. It is like 25 years after she got out of school, she's still paying down the debt. Well, we all were kind of paying it together, but you know, that kind of stuff will drive you into a situation. Either you can't buy a house or you go live with somebody in your house. So anyway, I think looking at the stats from some of the census material.
Yeah. Well, and also look at the way of income now, too. It's not all salaried kind of employee stuff. A lot. There is so much more contract work. So now you have an insane amount of taxes to pay on top of your student loans, on top of the housing market that is ridiculous. And then property taxes.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing about taxes and inefficiency. Why do people gravitate? They don't. The people who, you know, I'll say this to some of my friends who are Democrats and they love Biden. How do you like paying all these taxes? And do you know where the money is going? I wouldn't mind paying the taxes. I do mind paying taxes. But if it's going to something that has value. But there are a lot of people now, a lot of the people waking up to how much money we've given to Ukraine. And we've just given it to them. There's few strings attached to it. Same with Israel. And so what are we getting? And then look at the waste and the fraud and the corruption, the abuse here in America. And that kind of stuff is people are waking up to what really is the reality here. And so the real challenge is all the way around for sure. And we're all feeling it. And what are we doing about it? We're looking at the same old faces, the same old policies, the same old crap over and over and over again. It just is, it's mind-boggling to see how the control of thinking is pushed in one of two directions, and that's all that people think about. You don't think about, but farmers, they didn't fare well under Trump, and they have certainly not fared well under Biden. And that's the reason we were talking earlier about the protests. You're going to see more and more protests in this country, as has been the case in Europe, where they're just sick. How can you survive? How can you provide food if nobody wants to pay you for it? And, there's the whole business about our system, the capitalist system, is great to a point. How do you separate out? I'm happy that Taylor Swift is a billionaire. She deserves it. She's very smart and she's done the right things. But some of these people she hasn't forced anybody to do anything. She doesn't have a product. It's all like sort of volunteer shopping. You don't have to buy a Taylor Swift record, but you want to.
She takes care of her team.
Yeah, but then you have to buy food. Mm-hmm. You have to buy food. And, you don't have these big outfits like ADM that are making billions on the backs of the farmers can't continue. All right, 18 after the hour, food for thought here, literally on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. We've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe, it's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
We'll be right back.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 23 after the hour, it's our social media segments for this hour, and here we sort of focus on the things that come out of the social media experience. And some, my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has Scamicide, the Scamicide.com website, has asked me to explain to you or to quickly remind you, in order to prevent your email from being filtered as junk, avoid using all upper or lowercase letters in the subject line, and don't include any exclamation points. This sounds pretty simple.
Can you include emojis?
I believe you can. Yes. Avoid the upper and lowercase letters in the subject line, like all of them. They have to go up and down like a regular sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And no exclamation points. So, there you go. Exclamation points seem to be the baddie there, much as anything else. However, that tip was kind of relevant. Google has announced it's going to delete billions and billions of Chrome browser records. They have trying to settle this backlog of lawsuits against them, major antitrust showdowns with the Justice Department. So they have resolved their, this is what, the fourth case in 4 months?
Yeah. And they're like not even done yet.
Yeah, this is a...
There's so many cases comment. Against them, including how they, what they did with data, how they got it, and what they used it for, and that's why they're going to go ahead and just delete a lot of the stuff from the late, as part of the latest settlement.
So here's another one of those. This is from Visa and MasterCard. They had an antitrust lawsuit against them because of swipe fees with the people that use, not the buyers, but the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
So they announced a major settlement this week, ending 2 decades of litigation. Can you imagine how much money the lawyers have made in this? The fees that are charged every time a credit or debit card is used in a store. So this deal lowers and caps the fees charged by the two major processing outfits, that's Visa and MasterCard, and allow those of us who are in small business to collectively bargain for rates. Instead of paying them an automatic 3% or whatever it is they require, you want the business, then you pay us 2%, take a couple of points out. So they'll be vying against each other as much as anything else. But the retailers of America, whether they're small ones or big ones, say the settlement is a good development but more needs to be done to remedy the swipe fee situation. The lower fees will be they're not going to be enforced forever. It's like they're experimenting for the next 3-4 years, apparently. And mm-hmm. then the fees go back to their current levels. So,
and this hurts the mom and pop shops. Yeah, this hurts the local, like the local businesses and all that stuff. And I think we've all been there where they ask, we're going to pay, and they ask, is that cash or credit? And then you have your card, and then even the machine's like, is this a debit or a credit? And I'll ask, like, does it matter for you? Would you prefer I use debit? Because you're probably getting charged with a credit. And if I ask them, most times they will say debit would really help us.
Yeah.
Because they don't get charged off of the debit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why, for example, when I buy something at an auction and I want to pay for it with a credit card, they'll add 3 points. So I spend $100, I got to pay 103. It's I won't use the word because it gets used in the wrong way, but begins with an R. The public is being, what's the Jewish expression? Yenced. We're all being yenced. That's another word for getting screwed. And it's just
ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And so, but it's their way of making, that's why these companies are as wealthy as they are. So Visa and MasterCard paying $6 billion, you'll get a notice in the mail. Well, if you bought something with Visa or MasterCard, you're going to get 19 cents back or something like that. At any rate, at least they're working on it. You feel like somebody's doing something for you, right? 28 past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The number of fatalities still unclear, but the largest earthquake to hit the island of Taiwan is reported this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says it happened Wednesday morning, local time in Taiwan. The quake bringing down more than 24 buildings. It's expected to trigger aftershocks, perhaps as strong as magnitude 7, in the coming days. An airport name change has been proposed for one of Washington, D.C.'s air hubs, USA's John Schaefer.
Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Gary Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Currently, 6 other Republicans have joined as co-sponsors of the bill. However, the proposal faces uncertain prospects for approval in Congress.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Answer the question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
What a great line from
well,
a great movie.
Seen.
Oh my God. Something. That's another one of those movies. So that's why we're doing this. We're playing clips from movies and TV shows and stuff. I don't want to over-explain it, but it's something that we're familiar with. That's one of those movies I said, yesterday. There are some, maybe half a dozen or so movies that I can watch over and over again. That's one of them. It just is so, it's refreshing, rewarding, and you can hardly wait for the payoff. That's the payoff. Right? You know, it's cool. Kind of like the Hunt for Red October, and there's so many different payoffs, the True Grit. I don't know, just, it's cool stuff. And this is the coolest radio program around, if I do say so myself. Thank you very much. Patting me on the back, I'll pat Jay on the back.
Here, Steph, and Jay.
Yay! Well, we have a goal here. And if you thought that there was no goal, there was no reason for us to be here, there is. And I wonder about how can we apply that thinking to your life? What's the reason that you are up and at it at the moment? What are you doing and why are you doing it? Do you ever think about writing down the reasons for you doing what you do, whether it's as a parent? The things that are good, if you write them down, they have a way of getting etched into your brain. It's better if you write things down and can see them, and then you hold on to them better. And I think you ought to, you know, if you think about the reasons for doing things and what you're trying to accomplish, and you write that stuff down, you see yourself kind of doing it. It takes a lot of hard work to focus on who you are and what you're doing. It's sort of as a commitment every day. If you have a diary, for example, that's cool. I think. You keep a diary, Jay?
I journal for health reasons, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's it. It's important. Write
that's
stuff
great.
Down.
Because mm-hmm.
you're not going to remember all of it, no matter how quick your mind is. I've been blessed with a quick mind. I can remember lots of stuff. I don't have a photographic memory, but my daughter says I have a selective memory. Well, whether I have a selective memory or not, I have a memory that holds on to things. And I can remember from yesterday what I wanted to talk. And then there are sometimes I just don't remember. I don't remember names. I can't. I am awful. And have been all of my life. People say, oh, you're getting older. Nah. I can remember
like
how somebody
new.
Looks. No. Uh-huh. There's nothing new about this. No, but I clearly understand what it is. And I've practiced sometimes. You know, there are little bits and pieces you can find. You can look up or find books on personalities and a section that says, how do you remember things? There are ways of doing it, little keys to this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the fame and fortune of Donald Trump, certainly on people's minds. And so this is whatever is the reason for it. I mean, I guess you can probably figure it out. His monetary situation has improved greatly in the last couple of weeks. Not only because of the social media jump in his value. He got a friend of his to put up the bond for, what is it, $175 million? Something like some $175, $180 million.
Yeah,
but his real estate.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His real estate holdings have tripled in value since this time last year. Now, so this is the reason I'm bringing this up is I don't understand, and I'm not asking this from the point of view of being a supporter. I just like to be fair. And I think that people, he's his own worst enemy, to be sure. But people have been screwing around with him to sort of get back at him, in a manner of speaking. It's like a national pastime for some people, like that attorney general in New York. I got no use for her whatsoever. But as I look around and see what he's confronted with, you know, there's the good and there's the bad. People say, how does he wake up every day and confront all this stuff? Well, he can do nothing for the rest of his life and he'll be fine. If he was that sort. He's not that sort. He'll be doing this stuff until can't breathe anymore, because that's just him. So he's got another, let's see, the one in New Jersey was worth $100 million, and now it's worth like $294 million. The Trump National Doral, which is an 800-acre golf course in Miami, worth $149 million, up from $42 last year. So, what's that all about? It's the Trump name. I don't know that I'd say it's magic, but it's something that attracts people. He has done a marvelous job of making sure everybody knows who he is and what he's all about. And that
very
name, well, what it does is prove something. I remember a partner of mine for 7 or 8 years when we were working on the farm. She said, everything has to have your name on it. put your name, the name of the farm, Easley Farm, put on everything that goes out the door. And she was right, because people remember. They look at, you know, a spoon, or they look at a carton, or they look at, like these, in this case, the buildings that have Trump all over them. I remember when he had the airline, he ran the shuttle service that got bought out by U.S. Air because he didn't know how to run it, but he took a shot at it because he takes a shot at everything. He's got big cojones if nothing else. He will try anything and has, and some of it's been successful and some of it hasn't. Anyway, his 58% ownership in the Truth Social platform has provided him with, $3-4 billion, $4 billion. It's gone up and down in value because that's the way this stuff works. It bothers me that so many people want to denigrate him, ignore him. You know, the best way for people like that to go away, although you can't, it's pretty hard to ignore him, is to just ignore him. Because people aren't, there are a lot of people who, you know, want to see Trump go out of business, but there are so many supporters of his that will go out of their way to play golf on one of his resorts or to go to one of the hotels that have his name on it. And those don't belong to him. He just licenses his name. And that's why the beauty of all of the exposure just increases the value of the worth of Trump. He doesn't own much of anything, but he licenses his name. It's kind of like the Marriott hotels, you know, who, you know, you can use any number of examples, but I came up with that because they don't own any hotel. The Marriott chain doesn't own one hotel, not one. They manage. You didn't know that? No. Marriott,
no.
They manage properties that belong to investors. The investors build a facility, and then they hire Marriott to run it. They use the brand, whatever the brand. That's why you see sometimes the brand's changing, because the deals that Marriott might give are better than Hilton. You know, they change names back and forth because they bid against each other to run a particular property. And that's what they do. That's how it works. And that's the same with these Trump things. So anyway, I just thought, I haven't talked about Trump yet today, so I'll talk about him in a way that is easy and palatable to understand and digest, and we don't have to get into the political side of things. Here's something from the Vatican that I found interesting this week, Jay. They're going to publish a document on gender theory and surrogacy. This is to respond to the opposition from Catholic conservatives over the Pope's willingness to bless the dignity of same-sex marriages. There's a new prefect on the doctrine of faith. All these people that have their pomp and circumstance think they're so important. Anyway, the document is called Infinite Dignity. And it's a treatise on human dignity, and it's supposed to be out next week. There's a cardinal named Victor Fernandez, who's close to Pope Francis, and he's the one that's doing the declaration. There have been a number of documents from his office authorizing priests to offer non-liturgical blessings to same-sex couples. What does that mean? You can't quote something from the Bible? In the, I now pronounce you man and wife, and that's about all you say. So, in my mind, this leads into, and people tell me, well, why do you talk about stuff like this? All it does is turn people off and get them angry. Listen, I'm going to tell you what I think. You can tell me what you think. By the way, anytime, I haven't done this well for a long time. You can easily, if you will, contradict or have your own say on something that Jay and I are talking about by dialing 855-999-DOUG. Phone line's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You got a beef, you got a gripe, you got something good to say, whatever it is, 855-999-DOUG, which is 3684. So 855-999-3684. And use this discussion of the Catholic Church and the Vatican if you want to have something to say. If you're Catholic, you may not like what I'm saying, but I find it nauseating, frankly. The whole Bible teaches you to love. Jesus teaches you to love. It doesn't say you can't love homosexuals. It doesn't say you can't love. It doesn't separate out.
You don't have to agree, but it doesn't give you the right to hate. Mm-hmm.
Right. So anyway, who decides what's immoral? I wouldn't, and they shouldn't. I mean, given the fact that my former wife, who was a nun and got out of the convent because she was having an affair with a priest, that's the way. It's amazing what goes on. You hear these stories, and you don't want to, the Catholics say, oh, my God, no, I don't want to hear that. Whenever I bring this up when Jennifer's here, she gets the willies, right? You know, you've heard her go off on stuff. I'm not saying that this, it's all bad, because it isn't. There's a lot of good done in the name of the Catholic Church or other churches. But come on. This is the fact that they're so staunchly entrenched in this life of celibacy, which is completely unnatural, is, you know, kind of, in my mind, foolishness. Okay, you can have your, you can disagree, fine. But it hasn't done the church a lot of good, and it's most of the, that sort of thing started here in Boston, the pedophile priests, and then the investigation as it continued spread all across the country and all across the world. So you can't tell me that that's a healthy lifestyle. If you choose it and you're okay in it, fine. But if you feel like you're forced into it, not a good choice. That's why a lot of Catholics became ministers in the Anglican Church, because it's basically the same liturgy, but they don't have to be celibate. Anyway, we just started to say, Jay.
No, and what happened to judge not lest you be judged?
Yeah, another Bible. Yeah, it's a lot, there's lots of doctrines in the Bible that add up to the Pope being right, and maybe they need to expand on it a little bit more to be relevant in this day and age. All right, so there's, I see we stirred the pot here a little bit. 48 after, that's our job here on Good Day.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks out at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive. And especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug. And shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish use up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I always look forward to the piano intro to our discussion with Warren Eckstein, because he's such a wonderful guy and he always has the best messages for all of us. You can join him every weekend on The Pet Show. Find out where it is near you on thepetshow.com. You can listen to it online as well. Warren Eckstein, a fabulous expert when it comes to handling pets, training pets, knowing what's going on with your pet. The fact we were just talking about actress Angie Harmon, who had an experience with an Instacart driver who ended up shooting and killing her dog. This is something that happened this past weekend. And you wonder about, she told authorities, Warren, that the driver was let go because he claimed self-defense. But you got to wonder, do we know the whole story behind the story, Jay, here? Is this something where this dog was attacking? Doesn't look like from what I'm seeing. The dog.
Yeah, no, she said there was no attack going on or anything like that. The driver already made the delivery and everything and then just turned and shot the dog and even kept saying, like, yeah, I shot your dog, all of this stuff. And then when police arrived, they let him go because he claimed self-defense. And police even said they probably aren't going to follow up
and
with
his kids are her kids are watching while this is going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if it's your older daughter or younger daughter. One of them is 18. One of them, I think, is still an older teenager. But absolutely traumatizing, devastating. And the Instacart delivery driver, I guess, was using a different account. He was using, like, a female's account or something. Female photo, female name, somebody that was not him at all.
You know, it sounds to me like there's a lot more investigation that has to go on here. You know, first of all, why is this guy carrying a gun? That's number one. You know, California is a tough state to get a gun permit, so I can't imagine that the gun is legal. That's number one. And number two is, what about the discharge of a firearm? I mean, if there was no sign of the dogs attack. I don't know what kind of dogs they were, but if there's no sign of the dogs attacking him, to take out a gun and shoot them is crazy. You know, could have shot in the air and scared them. And what about the fact that if the gun went off and ricocheted and hit one of her kids or someone else in the family? This is just a crazy, I'm going to delve into it further, but this is just a crazy, crazy story. But the bottom line is this, okay? There are people out there that either, my next door neighbor, for example, don't like dogs, hate dogs, or afraid of dogs, and just don't consider them living.
Aren't you glad you moved into that neighborhood?
Well, you know, I did, so far since I had a confrontation, yeah, a friendly confrontation, I've yet to see him again. So that's
good.
But the bottom line is, here's my suggestion, okay? Whenever I go to answer my door, and my two dogs together weigh 14 pounds, and it makes no difference whether I have a 30-pound or a 100-pound dog. When I go to the door, what I do is I leave my dogs behind so there's no way for them to run out of the door, or if they're excited, jump on the person. I don't know if the person's afraid of dogs or not. So I would never allow the dog, unless he's on a leash and collar, to go to the front door with you, unless it's well-trained like my dogs, where I can say sit and stay. This is a horrible story. I know you just guys just told me about it this morning, so I want to do some more research, but it sounds to me that, mm-hmm, number one, as Jay said, the account changing from a male name to a female name, there's got to be a lot more investigation.
That's a weird thing. Yeah,
yeah, it's
right,
very, very exactly strange. It's something, and I'm really curious. Does anyone know what type of dogs they were? It doesn't say.
German
like
Shepherd Beagle.
German Shepherd mix. Yeah.
German Shepherd Beagle.
That's a weird mix, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? That's a weird mix.
It is. And you know, both of those breeds are great breeds of dogs. And blended breeds generally are super animal. What a horrible story. Can you imagine the trauma that those kids are going to go through? It's unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
All right. Speaking of trauma, authorities in Kentucky today say a 23-year-old man died after he fell while chasing his dog near a waterfall, trying to catch the dog before it went over the waterfall. This is another one of these things. This is in South Fork National Park, apparently. Guy's name is Isaac Turpin. His dog were hiking. He and his dog, the dog broke loose. He chased after it, and as the dog got to the falls, this guy tried to get him, and over he went. And that was the end of him. We'll almost do anything.
Yeah, it's so important that he has. There's no doubt in my mind. I would definitely risk my life to save any one of my animals.
Yeah,
and someone else's animals as well. It's just, it's either in you or it's not in you. You know, it's one of those things. But again, it's so important. And this, he said he broke loose, but it's so important. I see this all the time. People walking their dogs off leash. There's no such thing as perfection. As well as I'd like to think some of the dogs I've trained over the years were 100%. There's no such thing as 100%. So if you're out there walking with your dog, unless you're in an enclosed area, please keep your dog on leashes. Every day I walk down my neighborhood and I see signs, this dog got loose, he's lost, this cat did, but keep your dog on a leash and a harness when you take him for a walk, and a lot of these traumatic stories will go. One last thing, are you a mommy or daddy to your pet? Think about that for next week. Are you a mommy or a daddy, or are you just a pet guardian?
That's our homework. All right, that's our homework for next week. Mommy or daddy to your pet. Hi, Warren Eckstein. Check him out on the Pet Show every weekend at thepetshow.com. It's 59 after here on Good Day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.